The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Silver Jet on 96.4 Radio Southland. Today I am joined by Yvette Hodges from Health New Zealand. Yvette works in health promotion here at Marikati Southland, and we're going to be talking about smoke-free May, what's happening locally and why this taupapa matters, especially for disabled people and whānau. Tell us a bit about your role and what you do.
Sure. Kia ora koutou. I'm a health promotion advisor, as you said, with the National Public Health Service for Health New Zealand, Te Whatu Ora, here in Southland. In my role, I cover workplace wellbeing, smoke-free and vape-free initiatives, and also supporting community action so that the environments around us, like where we live, work, play and learn, those environments make it easier for us to live well. And part of my mahi is being actively involved in Smoke-Free Murahuku, which is a network of local organisations and people who are all working together towards the same goal, supporting smoke-free, vape-free communities here in Southland.
Why is smoke-free such an important topic for the disability community?
The reality is that smoking and vaping impact disabled people more than the general population. Last year, Whaikaha, the Ministry of Disabled People, published an article about the results of the 2023-24 New Zealand Health Survey, and it found that disabled adults reported higher rates of both smoking and vaping nicotine than the general population, non-disabled adults. For example, disabled adults were 1.8 times as likely to report being a current smoker, and also 1.8 times as likely to report vaping at least monthly. But it's really important to say that that's not about individuals making bad choices. It reflects systemic barriers. So, for example, difficulty accessing healthcare or support, higher levels of stress or inequity, and environments that don't always make the healthy choices easy. And smoking can increase the risk of heart disease, respiratory conditions, cancers. And if someone is already managing a disability or a chronic condition, that additional impact can be significant. But there's good news too. So recent data shows that disabled women are smoking less than in previous years, which is fantastic progress. The challenge now is vaping, which has increased a lot for that group. So we're focusing on positive, strength-based messaging and encouraging people to access free support for stopping smoking and vaping.
So what does that support actually look like locally?
We're really lucky to have the Southern Stop Smoking Service. As you already know, this is based at Ngāke Te Mātauranga Paunamu. They provide free, confidential support for anyone who wants to stop smoking. And what makes this service really valuable is that they understand the real-life barriers people face, and they take a very person-centred approach. So instead of saying, this is how you need to quit, they'll say, what works for you? How can we support you in a way that fits your life? Anyone who's considering stopping smoking can reach the Southern Stop Smoking Service at the 0800 number, which is 0800 925 242. They can email admin@stopsmoking.nz or online on the Ngāke Te website. They provide a free service offering face-to-face support, community group clinics, and also one-on-one support with coaches right throughout the southern region. They can provide free nicotine replacement therapy resources to support people on their journey to become smoke-free. So that includes the gum, lozenges and patches. There's also a national service called Quitline, which can help with stopping smoking or vaping. Listeners can free call Quitline on 0800 778 778, and text and online support is available 24/7 through Quitline. Quitline also offer the nicotine replacement therapy, and they also have an online blog and a savings tracker.
It does. Let's move into smoke-free May. What is it and why is it such a big focus?
Smoke-free May is a national campaign that happens every year. It's run by Hapai Te Hauora, and it's all about encouraging people to make a quit attempt during May. It's not about pressure. It's about support and encouragement so people can sign up, get tips and motivation, connect with services like the Southern Stop Smoking Service. It's also about creating a sense that you're not doing this alone. Lots of other people are doing it too. And sometimes that shared sense of community can really make a big difference.
Yeah. And there's a bit of an incentive as well, right?
Yes, there's incentive. So anyone who signs up through the World Smoke-Free May website and makes a quit attempt during May will go into a prize draw. There are weekly prizes throughout the month, and it includes gift cards and vouchers. So it adds a bit of motivation and a bit of fun. But more importantly, it gives people that extra nudge to take the first step.
Yeah. What is an example what's happening here in Southland to support Smoke-Free May?
We've got a few really great things happening locally. First, the National Public Health Service, together with Southern Stop Smoking Service, are running a free webinar for workplaces called Smoking, Vaping and Workplace Wellbeing. So it's on Tuesday the 26th of May from 10:30 till 11:15. And this is about helping workplaces understand the current workplace legislation, the best practice approaches for supporting smoke-free and vape-free workplaces, and it will feature guest speakers from local workplaces and the Southern Stop Smoking Service. So if anyone listening is involved with health and safety or HR at work and they've been considering any emerging smoking or vaping issues, this webinar is a great place to start. Actually, everyone is welcome to join the free webinar.
What is an example of some of the legislation that workplaces need to know about?
Well, in New Zealand, workplaces must ensure that all indoor workplaces are smoke-free and vape-free, including offices, break rooms, restaurants, bars, malls, prisons, and taxis. Generally, work vehicles must be smoke-free and vape-free. There's a small, there's a technical loophole in very few instances, but generally, yes, work vehicles also have to be smoke-free and vape-free. Some industries, such as hospitality and education, have other obligations under the smoke-free legislation too. So, for example, all areas of schools and early learning services must be smoke-free and vape-free, even outdoors. And that will all be covered in the webinar on the 26th. You can find the link to register online at our local Smoke-Free South Facebook page or on the Southland Business Chamber website.
Yeah. What else is happening on the Smoke-Free South Facebook page?
Well, last year, we had some celebrities help spreading the word about Smoke-Free May on the Smoke-Free South Facebook. We had four-time Bathurst winner Greg Murphy do a Smoke-Free May shout-out for the camera, complete with racing car noise in the background. He was really lovely, and he seemed to feel very strongly about the message too. And we had an awesome story about making the decision to quit from a well-known movie and TV actor, George Mason, and he shared his personal reasons to stop smoking. So it's going to be pretty hard to beat in 2026. But we also love the Smoke-Free May content by Hapai Te Hauora. So we often share that too, along with any information about upcoming events or local activities.
I hear there is a special event for Smoke-Free May happening on Saturday the 16th of May.
Yes, that's the Nakiti event.
Yes, Nakiti Matarana Pranama Charitable Trust are hosting a free community Ki Toi event to celebrate World Smoke-Free May. Ki Toi Titi Order, Saturday the 16th of May, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. upstairs at the Invitado ILT Velibank. Whānau are welcome to walk left of the upstairs area at the ILT Velibank with each lap gaining an entry into the trials draw. There will be information about smoking and vaping spot tries of dams of trust and support to become smoke-free and vape-free. What else will people see about Smoke-Free May while they're out and about?
Well, there's lots of smoke-free May promotion across Southland, including posters and signage and community messaging. Our national team has arranged some local billboards and ads that you can see around Invercargill and Southland.
Yeah.
The That's Us campaign is nationwide, and one of the five posters features a local man, Paul Calvert, who generously shared the story of his path to quitting smoking in a promo video for the Southern Stop Smoking Service. So you might see Paul's smiling face around with the That's Us brand on community notice boards, shop windows, and online. These posters also have a QR code for signing up to quit during May.
Yeah.
And the aim of all this promotion is to normalise stopping smoking, make support easy to find, and create a sense of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it feeling like a big overwhelming decision to stop smoking, it feels like this is something I can try again, and there's support around me to give it another go.
I hear there is a special event for smoke-free Marihatu happening this week in Invercargill.
Next week, the 20th of May, Smoke-Free Marihatu, that's the health promotion network that I mentioned earlier. So we're holding a reunion on May 20th, which is going to be a relaxed cuppa and a catch-up. The intention is just to bring people together and connect, reconnect, acknowledge the mahi that's been done over a few decades and the progress over that time, and to celebrate Smoke-Free May.
Yeah.
So it's low-key but meaningful, because relationships are such a big part of this mahi.
Yeah.
We would love for anyone who's been involved in the Smoke-Free Network over the years to come along, and all the info is on our Facebook page.
That's such an important message. Thanks so much for coming in today, Yvette.
Thanks, Jack. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Then I will read this. This show, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I could share the Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/smokefreesouth. And the World Smoke-Free May website doesn't have www, it's just worldsmokefreemay.nz.
This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program tab, links to stream podcasts, and also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosouthland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us or the Doodle Play or Apple App Store, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Yvette, for coming on show this afternoon. Tap up the awesome mahi you do at the Health New Zealand Health Promotion Advisor for the National Public Health Service for Health New Zealand, Te Whata Ora Southern. Thank you.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.